Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Let us know if you're even listening.
Yeah, we'd
If you don't, know. Ethan cuts himself at night. I remember when Sean and I, when we drove to Vancouver, BC once, high on shrooms. Just out of our mind.
I remember this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And he was with a transvestite hooker in the back seat.
Not just one.
Well, not just one. There were several.
Yeah.
But John Kellogg, originally from Washington State, now living in California, penetrated several transvestite hookers in the back of my car.
Yeah, if I recall,
influence of psychedelics.
If I recall from the phone call that I received correctly, two of them were midgets. So,
well, of course.
Well, they had to fit all in the back seat.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Come on,
it's a logistical question.
There's not a lot of room in the back seat of that Kia.
I believe there was a videotape.
Oh yeah, well
there was.
Yes, but he was wearing a mask.
As I do with most of my sexual encounters.
Yes. Unfortunately, not over his face. He actually wears it over his groin.
Well, it's hard to hide a 14-inch cock.
Especially when it's diseased as his is.
I'm gonna drink this and I'm gonna get dirty.
What do you need light for? This is radio.
How many beers have you had today?
Not any of your business.
Back in my days of trying to get drunk in the janitorial closet.
I was Bear Grylls when I was 8.
I'm a little drunk.
Woo. So, Tom, this was your idea today. What do we got?
Was it? Well, it was kind of like off the top of my head, spur of the moment. I was like, oh, God, we need something to do. Hey, I've got beers.
All right.
Let's do those.
What do we got?
So we decided to go because we've talked so much. Wait, hold on a second. Hi, welcome to Geek Beer.
Oh,
I'm Tom.
Oh, and I'm Ethan.
Fuck. And also Dr. Kellogg's here.
Hello.
He's probably not going to say much.
Yeah.
Or maybe he'll talk a lot when we get a beer in him. We've talked a lot of smack about oaked beers in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But we have three here that we're pretty sure we're going to like.
So we're going to start out
with the Oak Aged Unearthly IPA. Next, we're going to go on to the Oaked Arrogant Bastard Ale. And then finally, we're going to end with the Sem-Ale Oaked Aged Ale. The Unearthly is from Southern Tier Brewing Company.
Yes. All right.
So to answer Sean's question.
Oh, yes.
Let's go ahead and jump into that here really quickly.
All right. So why don't you ask your question again, Sean?
So on this bottle here, it says that it's ale aged with American oak wood chips, which, you know, on its own sounds awful. So what does that really mean?
It usually means exactly what they're telling you it means. It means they've tossed oak into
the beer?
The beer.
Yes.
Yes. And there are a couple different ways you can do this. You can do it with higher gravity beers. It's often useful to, just like you would do with a bourbon, to burn the inside of the barrels to some degree.
A lot of times they'll just use spent bourbon casks for that as well.
Yeah, usually those are bourbon casks. These are all specifically oaked, so it's unlikely that they were actually spent. They could have even been not burnt. And there are usually three different ways people can do this. Homebrewers usually use oak chips. Larger breweries who don't want to spend a lot on the oaking process will use oak staves and just like shove them in the barrels. And then you can also, of course, just use oak barrels. Anyway, the oaky flavor lends its a complexity, basically. It lends sort of a Scotchish complexity.
So you can oak pretty much anything, right? Because you've got like a pale ale going on one of these.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can oak just about anything.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and get started here with the Unearthly.
All right, Southern Tier Oak-Aged IPA.
That's right.
Unearthly. So this is a pretty fantastic golden color.
Maybe a little bit of cloud to it, but not much.
It smells like an IPA.
It's got sort of a sweet smell in the head that I think I'd probably attribute to
the alcohol.
Being oaked.
Oh, it's also got quite a bit of hop aroma, like a fresh
hop.
IPA.
This doesn't smell as much like an IPA as I would normally
no,
attribute to an IPA.
All right, should we try it?
I'm scared.
That's alcoholic.
Yeah.
Wow, you don't run into that with beer as often. Not the beer I drink, wow.
It's going to get worse tonight.
Exciting. Yeah. I drink weak beer.
So this is 11% ABV or just above that. And there's definitely a lot of complexity there with the alcohol, the hop flavor, and the oakiness.
It's hard to say how much of this is attributable to how they brewed it and how much of it is attributable to being aged with oak. But the hop characteristics seem to be a little bit more subdued.
Definitely a little subdued, probably because of the aging.
It there's none of that residual bitterness that you see with a lot of IPAs. It's very, very
It finishes nice
minimal.
And clean.
Yeah, there's a little bit, but not a whole heck.
And there is a spiciness, which is probably a combination of the hops and the oak age.
I would probably concur on that. I concur. I concur.
I love it when you agree with me.
Woo!
Yes!
It happens so infrequently that we must point it out. Sean, do you have any notes that you would like to add about this beverage that you're enjoying?
As Tom already mentioned, I'm not a big fan of IPAs, but this is actually really good. And I think it's entirely because it's not very hoppy.
It's not like a huge hop bitterness. It's got a great sort of hop flavor, hop aroma, but it's not really significant, and it doesn't linger.
Yeah, yeah, it's the lingering. That's what's not there. That's
And I think with something that's true, I think of a lot of the more high gravity beers, this also has a little bit more residual sweetness than you'd expect to get in a regular regular IPA. Absolutely.
It almost smells like apricots to me. I realize I'm
Well, that's to hold that's the tumor.
The doctor said no one was supposed to mention that.
I love the sweetness with the sort of spice from the oak. It's really, it is a little scotchy. It's really fantastic.
That's not true. I know. I just said the complete opposite a couple seconds ago. I just want to see if you'd remember.
But way to be combative.
I know.
You bring character.
We need a devil's advocate here in this room.
We don't.
Damn it.
So one of our main complaints with oak-aged beers in general is that the oak doesn't add anything.
Yes.
And it subtracts from other good flavors in the beer, particularly aging beers, you know, obviously decreases hop flavor and aroma. And
I concur.
I love it when you concur! but this doesn't have any of that. The oak is definitely an added flavor. It adds to the complexity of the beer without subtracting from any of the fun parts of an IPA. Yes,
this is one of the better balanced. I just took a big sip of this, and you can taste the oakiness a bit more that way. You go for a gulp as opposed to a sip.
All right, shall we finish this up?
I'm already there.
Yeah, so am I.
You're the one who's behind, buddy.
Way to go, slacker.
All right. Woo! Shall we move on to the Oaked Arrogant Bastard?
Moving forward.
So the Arrogant Bastard, obviously, is a flagship brew from Stone, and this is a variant of it that is aged in, I think, with oak staves. I'm not quite sure whether or not it's staves or chips, but it's one of the two.
Yeah, the last Arrogant Bastard I had was at a good bar, and I'd had with some food, and the first half of it was great. I was really into it. In that second half, oh boy, I just had to really work to get it down. I don't know what happened to it.
So this,
it's got quite a head on it, sticks around.
Oh, God.
It doesn't smell good.
No, it doesn't. It does not smell pleasant. It smells like something went bad.
Yeah, it kind of does. It's got sort of a sour smell.
Yeah,
all right, well, let's try it.
Mmm. Oh.
Well, that's interesting, because I don't think it tastes anywhere.
No, it doesn't taste anything like it smells. I like it. You're welcome to change your opinion, Tom, because we can edit out the part where you said,
No, I don't think so.
The aftertaste is unfortunate.
Arrogant Bastard has always had quite an aftertaste.
I think the problem is that I've rolled it around in my mouth. Don't roll it around
in
your mouth.
It is exceptionally bitter. It leaves your mouth dry and puckered.
Yeah.
It has an oaky flavor to it, but it's sort of crushed by the
offensive oaky flavor at that.
I'm
going to say no. What? How many more do I need to have?
Well, like I said, I drank half of the first one.
You know, if I...
And it was great. And then the second half is when it went bad. Halfway through here?
If I were to take a sip of a glass of bleach and then be like, oh God, no, I don't like it. Would you then encourage me to finish the glass of bleach to make sure that
I... At least halfway.
Make sure you know you don't like it.
I will say this. On the back of the bottle it says, this is an aggressive ale. You probably won't like it. Is quite doubtful that you have the taste or sophistication to be able to appreciate an ale of this quality and depth. We would suggest safer and more
Arrogant
territory.
Bastard. Whatever. All right. You know
they all say that. The Arrogant Bastard label.
I have an aggressive penis. You probably won't like it. It's quite doubtful that you'll have the taste or sophistication to be able to appreciate a penis of this quality and depth. So fuck you.
I think this beer is, like I said before, I am not a giant fan of the regular Arrogant Bastard, and I think this beer is better than the Arrogant Bastard.
Really? I think this is a step backwards.
I do not believe that I will purchase either one of them anytime soon. I think there are much better beers available. I think this is better than the normal Arrogant Bastard. I think the complexity that the oak aging lends makes this more interesting to drink. So let's talk a little bit about some complex beers, because we had some last night, and we have no other geek beer news.
It's time for geek beer!
But the beer news this week, essentially, is Seattle Beer Week.
And you know what? Seattle Beer Week!
We can actually report on Seattle Beer Week.
Oh my God.
I know. Fucking amazing.
Didn't you run into listener?
Right.
Didn't you run into listener at Seattle Beer Week?
I ran into listener.
Wow!
Not just listener, but listener like with the whole Bottleworks Browers crowd.
Wow.
Yeah, they were drinking an incredibly rare goose from Monk's Cafe.
So wait. Listener's not like your one listener. Listener's a person?
Listener is someone that we, that recognized us.
Yes. It's the only person we know.
So it is the listener.
Yes.
Okay, well, hello, listener.
We don't actually know if he listens. We just know that he recognized me from Geek Beer. So we were at Stout Night, Back in Black, at Brower's.
Back in Black!
They played that whole album.
They did. It was fantastic.
It was pretty sweet.
Should have known. I'm just glad to be back. Anyway. Back in black! So I have a short list here of beers that I had that I enjoyed last night.
Really?
Yes.
Shoot.
I had the Avery Czar, which you've talked about before.
Oh, yes, Avery.
The most interesting part about the Avery Czar was that it finished really clean for a stout. So it was sort of like a strong, thick, dark, toasty barley wine, but it finished really clean, which was totally fantastic. Southern Tier had two beers there that were totally ridiculous. They were called Chocolate and Java.
Oh, and the Java was nuts. It was like drinking cold espresso.
They really were.
Like straight up.
Yeah. It was not, this isn't like, oh, this stout has notes of espresso. No, it was like you had a fucking espresso in your glass and it happened to be carbonated and cold.
And also alcohol. Full of alcohol.
Yeah. And my entire notes for the Southern Tier chocolate say tastes like drinking thin, carbonated, dark chocolate.
Yes. It reeked of chocolate. When I smelled it smelled like chocolate sauce.
It was quite impressive.
It was crazy.
The Deschutes Abyss was not that great. It was like a heavy Blackview porter, basically. And then I had both Stones. The Stone Bourbon Barrel 12th Anniversary and the Stone Bourbon Barrel Imperial Russian Stout. Both of them, total fantasy of complex stout land. They were very good.
So I had the 12th anniversary stout as well. Again, not in order, yes. But I drank it all the same.
Yes.
And like scotch, if you're going to order that beer, because it's got all sorts of scotchy aftertaste going on there. And as not a scotch fan,
yes,
it was a bit of a thing to deal with.
Oh, okay.
But I also tried the breakfast stout. I will say, though, and I say this with all the knowledge of beer tasting that I have.
Of course, the years of experience.
It was yummy.
All right.
Fantastic. I won't ask you to elaborate because our listeners trust that your opinion carries so much weight.
Well, I think that was a fairly descriptive thing. I mean, it wasn't anything like anything I've ever had before, but it was downright yummy. Like, I don't generally think of beers as being yummy. They're good and refreshing or whatever. This was truly, like, deep in the soul, sort of like, like I understand why it's called a breakfast, whatever.
It's breakfast stuff
because it was like eating breakfast. It was truly yummy.
There were a couple of moments like that. I know that Adam had a similar experience where he tried the Czar and he's like, I can't tell you why I like this.
It's just awesome.
It's just so good. It's emotional reaction.
It's deep in my soul. All right, and then finally, I did manage to also have the Great Divide Oak Aged Yeti Espresso Stout, which was exactly. Probably what you'd assume. It was a smoky, slightly toasty espresso stout. Very, very good. And
taste of Yeti?
I did not taste of Yeti. I did not get the Yeti notes so much.
See, that's where they drop.
But they do apparently have it in bottles occasionally, and we could pick some up and see if there's, you know, see if we could pick up some Yeti. Turn on our Yeti dar.
Ooh.
Right. Well, so that's quick hits. That's
also kind of news.
It's the report. It's the Geek Beer firsthand report of the Back in Black event at Seattle Beer Week.
Absolutely. And now to Sean with the weather.
Yeah, it's sunny.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah. And now to Tom with the traffic.
Oh God, there's cars.
Wow. So shall we move on to the Samael?
Samael. So Avery Samael. It's so oak aged, also flavored
with
oak
chips. Stir it up. It's got crap on the bottom. Got crap on the bottom like that IPA I made.
Oh, it's wood chips, man.
It's kind of swimmy down there.
Yeah. Right,
so I'm gonna go ahead and pop the top.
Pour a couple ounces into each glass.
Yeah. So this thing is kind of gnarly. When we first had this, we actually had this at a barley wine festival. It's not a barley wine, but
it's not a barley wine.
It's not. It's an ale. But it ages like a barley wine. This is an 07, a bottle of the 07, I believe. The alcohol content is very similar to a barley wine. And a lot of the flavor.
Yeah, thanks for giving me all that crap at the bottom, dude.
Dude, we're not even at the bottom.
What are you talking about? Do you see all that crap in my beer?
Then it's got to be throughout the whole beer, man. Because we're not at the bottom. Because I have it, too.
Yeah, there's still...
So we got, like, the last bottle in the,
it's wood chips.
In the bottling line? No.
You don't want any more?
Oh.
Okay. I'll take it. It's in mine, too. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, give me some more. Fuck it.
Whatever
it was. That is fascinating. Why is there so much crap in this? Like, there was no sediment. Like, there's literally sediment in this beer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this might just be, like, the bottle they bottled from the bottom of the fermenter.
Who knows? Yes, we got the last bottle of the 07.
Like, Avery needs new bright tanks or something.
So this smells like soy sauce.
This is actually made in April of 2007.
It smells sweet, yeah.
So it's literally just barely over 2 years old.
Well, when you guys try some, I'll be interested to know what you have to say about it.
What do you think?
It doesn't taste like beer.
No, it doesn't.
Not even a little bit like beer.
Nope, not at all.
Oh, that's what I remember.
Yep.
Okay, that's the same thing?
Mm. Yeah. It's got a great... I mean, it's a high-gravity beer. It's 15%. Yeah. And it has every... We've had a few Avery beers that are higher gravity, and this has the same character as the Beast, which is sort of a dark sugar molasses flavor, which is probably a result of the sugars that they're using to get the higher gravity.
Absolutely.
But it's not a dark beer. It's red and, well, instead of, besides this gunk floating in it.
This reminds me, again, a lot.
It tastes like a barley wine.
It tastes like a barley wine, but it also has some strange fruit flavors that aren't
necessarily
immediately apparent. It still has sort of that coconut overtone a little bit to
it. Coconut is really, it's the same thing we noticed at the Barley Wine Festival was the coconut flavor.
Yeah, and I remember reading somewhere else that it starts out as something else, and it sort of mellows into this coconut after a couple of years, because I've had a more recent bottle, a 2008 as well.
It didn't have so much of that coconut?
There was another flavor in there that was more prominent that sort of mellows into this.
The one we had at the Barley Wine Festival was a 2006. That had even more of this. And
yeah.
Yeah, but this is a beer that ages really well. I would say at this point, I could not tell you that this was aged in oak, except that they tell you it is.
Yeah.
There's none of that same spiciness, none of that oak character, but...
That's very true. But again, this is one of the few beers that I think benefits from aging.
It certainly adds to the complexity.
Because one of the things that we noticed a lot of at the Barley Wine Festival was that a lot of those beers, when we could taste a younger version of the beer versus an older version, a lot of the older versions really sort of lost a lot of what made them interesting.
Yeah.
They sort of mellowed into being irrelevant.
Yeah, like the winner of the Barley Wine Festival was the Alaskan 2007. And Alaskan also had a 2006 there, at the festival, and it was not as good. I think it's hard to make a beer that ages well. Like, it's hard to make a beer that ages into a more complex beer rather than a less complex beer.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite barley wines was the Stone.
What was it? Old Guardian,
yeah.
Yep.
And we had, I think it was the 2007? 2007, yeah. And it wasn't nearly as good.
Yeah, well, the Semi-Ale is, if you can find it, you need to go pick it up because... Yeah, but like Sean said, it doesn't taste a lot like any beer you've ever had. It's not, there's no malty character.
There's nothing in here where you drink this and immediately go, well, this was a beer.
No hops.
You know, the characteristics are probably more in line with...
A liqueur, I would say.
Yes.
Well, I was going to go more for a mead.
Oh, sure.
I've not had a lot of meads, but I would say this could easily be confused with a liqueur.
It still has a heavier mouthfeel, too, than a regular beer would have as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The mouthfeel is quite... that's the thing about this beer, right, is everything is very well balanced with the particular beer that they've made.
Yeah.
It's sweet, and the mouthfeel is heavy, and the carbonation level is low, and it's bottle conditioned. There's lots of stuff going on here that produces this sort of really balanced, well-crafted, I think, aged beer.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are going to have a bunch more Avery on Wednesday, right?
We are.
It is...
Adam Avery is going to be there.
Yes.
At Brower's.
And as Tom said, he's going to cut off his hand.
I'm going to steal his monkey hand that he uses to make all his magical beers. He has a monkey paw on his right hand as opposed to a regular man's hand.
It's true.
And it's full of magic.
So it's not like one of those ones where like you get the number of wishes as the hands. This is actual his hand.
Well, yes, but it's
been sewn on.
It's been grafted on.
It's been sewn on. Yes.
I don't know if it still clenches up or not.
Okay, I gotcha.
I'm not that
But
familiar.
It is attached.
It's attached.
It's
going to
make it harder to steal.
I'm going to find a way.
What do you mean? It's not going to get harder to steal. It's going to be more fun to steal.
Yeah.
Just fucking hack it off.
That's right.
Hack, yeah.
Anyway, it's 15 beers over the course of, I hope, several hours. And because you start out with the 4% beers and end with the 18% beers.
Yeah.
And there are...
40 ounces total.
And you do...
40 total ounces of beer.
40 total ounces. And there are appetizers every 3 beers. So 15 beers, 5 appetizers. It should be quite a thing.
I'm looking forward to it.
I really would like to be able to take your microphone and set it up like at a booth.
I don't know. I think they're probably just going to throw us at tables with strangers and stuff. I don't think it'll work out.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
Sadly.
Although, I don't know. I wonder how many people are going to be there.
That's a good question. But yeah, if anybody...
We had to sign up.
That's true. But if anybody is interested, it's happening at Brower's on Wednesday.
Which is Wednesday. After this podcast. Which is before this podcast will be...
Never mind. Posted. You guys are fucked. You are so fucked.
So, I'm done with my semi-ale because it's awesome. Tom apparently doesn't like it.
I'm savoring,
whatever,
bitch.
Savor.
yeah.
savor.
This is a beer I actively enjoy. I would like to make it last a little longer.
Whatever.
I hate you.
I know you do. You can eat a bag of dicks.